This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Statistician Nate Silver made quite the splash with his 538 blog in the New York Times. Why? Well, he very accurately predicted the outcome of the 2012 presidential election, for one thing. So now Silver, with backing from ESPN, has launched his own 538 website.
We launched this website a week and a half ago. It's 20 of us, very young team. It was a great moment to launch it. Then we realized we have to publish the thing every day. So it's a lot of work. We're getting better, but...
Well, looks like the shine is off the apple, isn't it, Silver?
Silver's quest to cover the world through statistical analysis is just starting, and he's not alone in trying to come up with new and better ways to cover the news. Vox, a website launched this week by former Washington Post blogger Ezra Klein's slogan is, "The smartest thinkers, the toughest questions." Are we seeing the future of news here, or just the proliferation of more internet noise? Here to talk about that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Craig.
Kelly, why so many famous journalists launching their own websites at this time?
Well, each of these websites is trying to solve a very specific problem that journalism faces. So Nate Silver is focused on stats and data. He thinks that journalism is too heavily dependent on opinion, and he wants to fix that problem. So 538 is his solution. Vox.com, Ezra Klein's site, he believes in stats and data, but he also thinks that journalism focuses on the minutiae too much and they can't cut to the chase quickly enough. So he has created Vox.com. Kara Swisher and Walt Mossberg used to be with the Wall Street Journal, and they ran the All Things D site. And they felt like the Wall Street Journal just couldn't cover technology, and they couldn't get the business model right. So they created Recode. Pierre Omidyar, one of the founders of eBay, he felt like the journalism world just wasn't giving consumers the right information at the right time. So he created First Look. Omidyar's very first hire was Glenn Greenwald of The Guardian, and Glenn is the one who brought us all the NSA Snowden stories. So that's obviously going to have a national security focus. So each one of these is trying to solve a problem that mainstream journalists have a hard time solving.
Which of these sites at this point has gotten your attention?
So I am really excited about Vox.com. Ezra has done this thing where he creates these topics pages, and they look like research note cards. And you can go through one on Obamacare, you can go through one on student loan debt, and he's got about 12 of them right now, and they really do fix a problem in journalism, which is the problem of the big picture. When you search Google right now, you can really find the most recent stories, but you can't find the best stories because Google gives a priority to the most recent information. So it's really hard to answer the question of, so what's that Benghazi story all about? And I think Ezra has figured out a solution to that.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Here's the big question. Can anybody really reinvent the news?
You know, I think all four of these sites are heading down a path that most of journalism is going to follow. I think the big question is, can they make money doing it so that they can sustain the work? Or is it all going to be venture capital and donated money?